Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Brannigans. Building Construction for the Fire Service includes Navigate Advantage Access by Glenn P. Corbett is a foundational text in fire service education that connects how buildings are designed and built with how they behave under fire conditions. Rather than treating construction as an abstract technical subject, the book frames materials, structural systems, and architectural features as operational intelligence that firefighters and officers can use on the street. It emphasizes reading a building, anticipating fire spread pathways, understanding collapse potential, and choosing tactics that match construction type and occupancy risk. The inclusion of Navigate Advantage Access supports structured learning with digital tools often used in training programs. Across chapters, the book typically moves from construction basics to specific systems such as wood framing, lightweight components, masonry, steel, and concrete, while repeatedly tying those systems to fire development, building performance, and life safety. For anyone seeking to make faster, safer decisions at incidents, it offers a practical bridge between classroom knowledge and incident ground realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, construction types as a tactical decision tool. A core theme is that construction classification is not paperwork, but a predictor of fire behavior and structural stability. The book guides readers to distinguish common construction categories by visible cues and expected assemblies, then link those observations to operational choices. Wood frame buildings may allow rapid fire spread within concealed voids, while masonry and ordinary construction introduce different hazards tied to fire walls, joist pockets, and parapets. Steel and concrete structures can present large open floor areas, high fuel loads from contents, and complex ventilation conditions, yet they also bring unique collapse and heat transfer concerns. By treating construction type as a tactical decision tool, the book encourages a disciplined size-up, identify the structural system, understand how loads are carried, and anticipate what fails first under fire. This approach supports setting realistic objectives, choosing safe operating positions, and matching suppression and ventilation tactics to building performance. It also reinforces the importance of pre-incident planning, so crews build a mental catalog of local building stock, renovations, and mixed construction features that can undermine assumptions made from the exterior alone. Secondly, building anatomy and how fires exploit it. The text typically breaks down buildings into their main components, such as foundations, floors, walls, roofs, openings, and interior partitions, then explains how these parts interact during fire. Understanding building anatomy helps firefighters predict how heat, smoke, and flame will travel through corridors, stairwells, shafts, attics, basements, and concealed spaces. The book highlights why vertical and horizontal openings matter, including utility chases, ductwork, pipe penetrations, and renovation-created voids that can bypass rated separations. It also emphasizes that modern buildings often contain layered systems, insulation, membranes, engineered lumber, adhesives, and lightweight assemblies that can change fire dynamics compared to legacy construction. From an incident perspective, this knowledge improves hose line placement, surge priorities, and ventilation timing by identifying where fire is likely to extend and where occupants may be trapped by smoke movement. It also supports smarter use of thermal imaging and overhaul by focusing efforts on likely pathways rather than random opening up. By connecting anatomy to fire travel, the book strengthens the reader's ability to interpret smoke conditions and building clues as actionable intelligence. Thirdly, collapse potential and reading structural warning signs. Fireground safety depends on recognizing when a building is moving toward partial or total collapse. The book addresses collapse as a function of structural system, fire location, duration, and load, and it encourages readers to think in terms of load paths and critical connections. Lightweight truss and engineered components can fail rapidly when exposed, while heavy timber may perform differently but still present hazards once sections are compromised. The discussion generally covers common collapse triggers, such as weakened floors over basements, roof system failure from prolonged attic fires, wall instability from fire impingement or water damage, and the dangers created by renovations that remove supports or alter compartmentation. It also stresses the value of observing warning signs, changes in smoke pushing patterns, sagging roof lines, spongy floors, cracked masonry, displaced lintels, and unusual noises. From a command perspective, the book supports establishing collapse zones, selecting defensive versus offensive modes, and coordinating ventilation with fire attack to reduce structural punishment. The result is a more systematic approach to risk management that treats structural stability as a dynamic condition requiring constant reassessment. Fourthly, fire-resistive features, codes, and what they mean on scene, another important topic is how fire-resistive design features are intended to limit fire spread and protect egress, and how those features may be compromised in real buildings. The book explains elements such as firewalls, fire barriers, rated doors, compartmentation, protected shafts, and passive fire protection around penetrations. It also addresses the role of building and fire codes, not as legal documents firefighters must memorize, but as a way to infer expected protections in certain occupancies and eras of construction. Understanding what should be present helps crews evaluate whether those protections are likely working, have been altered by tenants, or were never installed due to building age. This matters for search, ventilation, and extension control, because intact compartmentation can buy time, while breached barriers can create hidden fire spread and rapid smoke migration. The book also connects code-driven systems to tactical planning, including how standpipes, sprinklers, and alarm features influence water supply needs and interior operations. By translating design intent into field expectations, it helps firefighters avoid false confidence while still leveraging built-in protections when they are functioning. Lastly, applying construction knowledge through pre-plans and incident size up. The practical payoff of construction knowledge appears in how it is applied before and during incidents. The book reinforces pre-incident planning as a way to map hazards, access points, utilities, renovations, and special features such as truss roofs, solar arrays, lightweight floor systems, and concealed spaces. It encourages using exterior indicators, occupancy clues, and building age to anticipate interior layouts and likely fire extension routes. During size up, construction awareness improves initial strategy selection, resource allocation, and communications because crews can justify actions with observable building facts rather than assumptions. This includes choosing entry points that minimize travel under unsupported spaces, identifying areas where ventilation will help versus harm, and prioritizing searches where survivable spaces may remain. It also supports coordinated operations by giving a shared language for describing structural conditions and hazards. For training officers, this topic ties the book content to drills, walkthroughs, and scenario-based decision-making so that students build pattern recognition. Overall, the book positions construction literacy as an everyday operational skill that reduces surprises and increases the odds of safe, effective outcomes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for firefighters, company officers, incident commanders, fire inspectors, and fire protection students who want to make better decisions by understanding how buildings are put together. It is also valuable for instructors building a curriculum and for experienced members who recognize that modern renovations, lightweight construction, and mixed-use occupancies have changed the risk picture. The benefit to the reader's life is practical and immediate: stronger size up, safer interior movement, better anticipation of extension, and improved judgment about when conditions are becoming untenable. Construction knowledge can reduce near misses by helping you spot hidden voids, read smoke in relation to compartments, and recognize early collapse indicators before a failure becomes obvious. Compared to similar books, Brannigan's reputation comes from consistently tying technical details to street-level tactics and risk management rather than presenting construction as a separate academic subject. The added Navigate Advantage access can support structured learning, review, and course integration for those preparing for certifications or formal training programs. For readers who want a single resource that connects building systems, fire behavior, and operational choices, it remains a worthwhile purchase and a reference you can return to throughout a career. If you would like to support Glenn P. Corbett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.